Talking tech now for the next few, and Agent Derek Meister, nice enough to join us from the Geek Squad. Morning, Derek. How are you, buddy?
Oh, just fine. How are you, Bill?
Good, pal. We've got the stress of the holidays. You got so many things going on. 11% of American computer owners say yes, they've been enraged enough where they've cussed at their computer. And that did absolutely no good because the computer wouldn't know what to do.
We found with Geek Squad an amazing creativity with clients when it comes to just how upset they can be when their computers are not behaving.
Been there, done that. Sometimes I get up and walk away for a while. I give myself a quiet time. You know, then I come back and it's still sitting there. Although you'd be proud of me. You know, I did a wireless printer on my own without calling you.
The nice thing with the wireless printers is that they are definitely getting easier, and it's great to hear that you're becoming more comfortable with your technology.
We had one a few years ago. It never worked, and I thought, I'll try it again. So I got a new one, and sure enough, my wife looked at me like, it's working? And I'm like, well, yes, honey. I just, you know, I installed it myself. Okay, we've got seven tips from Derek here on how to keep yourself calm, if you will, when it comes to the computer. Number one, I like this. Flip the switch, not the bird.
Yeah, and you hear this tip a lot whenever you're having just a lot of issues with your computer, go ahead and restart it. This is a little bit more important especially with people with laptops. One of the things that people often confuse with their laptop is when it goes into sleep versus it being completely off. You know, if you shut the lid on your laptop, it'll actually, when you open it again, it looks like it's off, and then when you hit that power button, it comes back up. What it's actually doing is going into sleep mode, which you can think of it as the computer going into a pause. So it hasn't really cleared anything out. It hasn't restarted completely. So what you want to do in those situations is just go down, click on your start button, and then just make sure that you're clicking on either the shutdown button or the restart button. And that's going to actually just clear out everything that's on there and give you a fresh start with your operating system.
For average use of a laptop around the house, once a day, once a week, what's your advice?
Usually in most cases, what I'll tell people is that it's fine to let it go into sleep mode during the day when you're coming and going. But generally, if you're going to be away for more than about 7 hours, so at the end of the day, you probably want to actually, completely shut it down. So don't just close the lid, go into start, and then actually hit shutdown. That way, when you start up in the morning, your computer will be completely fresh.
Good tip. All right, another one from Derek here. De-stress with defrag.
Yep. Well, one thing that you can do is make sure that your hard drive, as you add files on there, your files are essentially the bits and pieces are going to be all over that hard drive, which is just like a desk with too much paperwork on it. It's going to be hard to find any individual file. So what your Windows 7 system is actually going to generally automatically go through and defrag your hard drive every so often. But it doesn't hurt every once in a while just to go to your Start menu, select Accessories, System Tools, and then just run that disk defragmenter. It'll actually tell you roughly how fragmented your hard drive is. Really, if you're anything above about 10 to 15%, then you may want to go ahead and just let it kind of reorganize things just so that you get faster access.
We got a Windows 7 on the laptop, and I see where it does it on its own, and I wondered about doing it myself. So, okay, good tip.
Yeah, your Windows 7 is actually going to do a lot of those maintenance stuff that you used to have to do automatically on a regular basis. But again, if you suddenly notice some things going crazy, it never hurts just to double check on that.
All right, more tips from Derek on de-stressing when it comes to your computer. Check your RAM's another tip, huh?
Yeah, well, really, especially if you have a little bit of an older computer, one of the first upgrades you should be looking at is adding additional system RAM or system memory. This is what your computer actually uses when it's running programs. So if you have too many programs running, and that means things like your antivirus program, your instant messaging programs, all that stuff that you see down in the bottom right-hand corner, more RAM is actually going to help that, and usually it's one of the cheaper upgrades that you can get. So, for example, with a Windows Vista system, we would recommend a minimum of at least 2 gigs of RAM. With a Windows 7 system, we would recommend at least a minimum of 4 gigabytes of RAM. And that's something that you can always just stop into your local Best Buy, check out the prices, and then the Geek Squad can actually help you get that installed.
There are seven tips. I'm going to rush through a couple here, Derek, but we're also going to post these at WTAM.com, keyword Bill. Also, keep your system up to date. Make sure that you're scanning. Make sure you've got a good antivirus. Two, though, I want to spend a minute on here. Number one, secure your network. So many of us have the Wi-Fi now, but there could be your neighbor, somebody else stealing it from you, huh?
Yeah, and I'm sure you've seen this, that if you purchase a brand new wireless router, take it out of the box, you'll find that your computers can connect right up without a password. A lot of them come out of the box default. Now, a lot of that is changing over time, but it is a good idea to go in there and kind of make that password unique and something that only you know. And then you also want to make sure that when you go in, you're actually making sure that your security on there is the highest that it supports, which for most routers is going to be WPA2 encryption.
All right, one more here. Saving data. Now, there are companies that advertise this, hey, you sign up for this service, you don't see it happening, we're automatically always saving stuff on your computer. There are different backup systems, though, right?
Yeah, you can do everything from just having an external hard drive. You get one of those little USB hard drives. Windows 7 actually has a backup feature built right into it. It's good to have a local backup, so just get one of those inexpensive USB hard drives, just so that you can very quickly get your data back if something happens. But it's also good to have your data backed up off-site. A lot of those off-site sites actually feature other features. For example, if you go to SugarSync or Dropbox, not only will they allow you to back stuff up to an online account, if you run that software on multiple computers, which most of us nowadays will have a desktop, a laptop, etc., it'll actually sync those files across computers. So say you put your pictures up there, it will automatically sync and copy those pictures to a folder on each of those PCs.
All right, good tips. Again, we'll link up at WTAM.com, keyword Bill, if you want to follow up and take a look at some of these items, too, that Derek's pointing out, trying to de-stress you when it comes to your computer with the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and all coming up. Good stuff. Derek, thanks much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.